It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. You've probably heard of soil maps and vegetation maps, but in the future, could we actually see maps of the biology in the soil? Researchers in Australia have made strides of mapping soil-borne pathogens using DNA sequencing. Dr. Alan McKay is the leader of soil biology and molecular diagnostics at the South Australian Research and Development Institute.
Essentially, we're screening the roots using DNA technologies. We've got some qPCR tests we can run fairly quickly, and we've got our next-gen sequencing method that takes realistically 2 or 3 months to turn those results around. But we're optimizing that to pick up pathogens that we don't have qPCR tests for, and that's been really interesting. So what we've essentially got now, we've sampled 850 paddocks over 2 years. We've got a pretty large collection of samples. We've only just now completed the bulk of the sequencing, and the sequences have been assigned to sort of a putative 400 species, and we've now set that up so we can map those results across the country, and that's pretty exciting. So this data set is so large, you can't look at it and get a sense of what's going on.
For more details, be sure to listen to Dr. McKay's full episode on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast on any podcast platform. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.